B-Pod Studios.
Dateline New York City. The transit agency says a subway train derailed in Queens. A spokeswoman for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority says the derailment involved an Express F train bound for Manhattan and Brooklyn. Authorities say it happened in a tunnel about 1,200 feet from 65th Station in Woodside at around 10:40 a.m. Dozens of firefighters and paramedics with stretchers converged on Broadway and 60th Street. Riders could be seen walking out of a sidewalk emergency exit in New York. And this is just a wild situation in New York. We have one of the passengers who was actually a witness as to what happened. And I'd like to bring him on if he's not too shaken up right now. He is a Mr. Joseph. Mr. Joseph.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Mr. Joseph.
Yes. Stan and Haney Show, Fort Myers, Florida. Just got through reading the story about the subway derailment, and my producer tells me you were on the subway. Is that correct?
Yes, I was. 10:40 a.m.
10:40 a.m. Were you going to work, coming home from work? What were you doing on the F train, the Express F, at 10:40, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I had just enjoyed a meal at a Swedish supper club with my colleagues.
Your colleagues what, in work, the business that you're in? Are they friends?
Well, in my culture and belief system, we don't make much differentiation between the two. We enjoyed ourselves at a Swedish supper club, and Mr. Donald and Mr. Douglas and I, it was suggested, I believe, by Mr. Douglas after a cocktail, he suggested to a woman by the name of Inga, perhaps we should take the F train, and not just the F train, but the Express F.
Yes, Mr. Joseph. Can I use a first name with you? I mean, Mr. Joseph seems so formal. Can I use a first? Sir, if you don't mind me, can I have your first name?
Well, I can understand that. In my culture, it's considered a sign of respect. Well, to refer to another man as, well, for instance, Mr. Joseph.
Right.
Like myself, but I was given a first name at birth. I don't use it often, but my name is Jive.
Jive.
Clive Joseph.
Mr. Clive Joseph. And
yes.
You would prefer me to call you Clive or Mr. Joseph?
Well, you can call me Mr. Jive Joseph. Mr. Joseph?
Is it your name is Clive?
My name is Jive, yes.
Jive, Mr. Jive Jophus. Mr. Jive Joseph.
Pardon?
Look, I'm just trying to get this straight because, again, I appreciate you coming on witness to the subway derailment. Now,
I understand that perhaps you are currently failing at your job.
Wait, let's start right now, Mr. Jive.
You may call me Mr. Joseph or Mr. Jive Joseph.
All right, Mr. Jive,
J I
Clive Joseph, Mr. Joseph,
Jive Joseph.
You are with your associates, Mr. Douglas.
My name is Chive.
Chive, is it Chive, Clive, or Jive?
I take great offense, sir. I do not have a name that you would combine with sour cream on a big potato. My name is Mr. Jive Joseph.
Jive. Okay.
Or if you prefer, you can call me Mr. Joseph.
Mr. Joseph.
I was there with my associates, Mr.
Douglas.
Donald and Mr. Douglas.
And Mr. Donald and Mr. Douglas. Now, I have to ask you, sir, you said you were on the subway when it derailed at 10:40 a.m. this morning. You had expressed that you were drinking beforehand with your associates, Mr. Donald and Mr. Douglas. And there was some woman named Inga involved. I don't need to know any of those particulars. I'm surprised that you're drinking at that hour of the morning, sir.
Well, but I would simply ask that you respect my culture. I respect yours.
What, your culture is what, morning drinking?
That is, it was on special occasion, most certainly.
Okay.
I am not, this is New York City, sir.
Okay, I understand that.
There are many people who live here, and we understand that everyone is entitled to their own beliefs and their own culture.
That's fine,
if
sir.
You cannot respect this, sir, if you believe me to be intoxicated or...
Nobody said you were intoxicated, Mr. Jive.
And an ineffective witness, I had no problem at 10:40 a.m.
Evidently. And you weren't working. You don't make any association between work colleagues, friends. They were associates of yours, and you were drinking it.
In my culture, it's considered impolite.
What is your culture?
Question.
Where are you from, sir? Where are you from?
I am from the USA. And people in my culture believe certain things that perhaps you don't.
Okay. Now, Mr. Jive,
Mr. Chive Joseph.
Mr. Yes. Chive Joseph.
Jive.
Whatever. You were on the F Express. What?
It was at the suggestion of my colleague, who was intoxicated.
Mr. Douglas.
In conversations where he was Mr. Donald.
I stand corrected. Mr. Donald.
I'm not one to tell tales out of school, but I don't think that Mr. Donald would object.
That he was intoxicated.
He was, I would say, If a blood alcohol test were to be administered, that he would probably be over the line when he spoke to this woman, Inga.
Inga. All right. Leave Inga out. Was Inga on the train with you guys, or was this before you got on the train?
Well, Inga replied and said to miss the stop.
To
I will not board the F train, nor the especially the express F train.
Mr. Stop, what?
I am not interested in getting on the F train or the express F train with any of you gentlemen, Mr. Stop.
Mr. Stop? Who's Mr. Stop?
Who is that? Would be Mr. Donald.
All right, Mr. Donald was drunk.
She asked Mr. Donald to stop.
Who, Inga?
She said Mr. Stop.
Mr. Stop. Was he trying? Are you saying that he was doing stuff to Inga and she said Mr. Stop? What were you, some kind of pervs waiting on the platform? I don't understand a word you're saying. I just want to find out what happened to the train.
Well, first of all, obviously that is inappropriate conversation for the platform. We were simply enjoying the Swedish Supper Club.
That's where you came from, at a Swedish supper club. You?
That is when the decision was made for all of us to board the F train alone, as men.
Now, Mr. Jive, was Mr. Douglas sober?
I believe, yes, Mr. Douglas was reasonable.
All right, and you, Mr. Clive Joseph Jive, and you were what?
I was there.
I'm asking how much alcohol. I don't care how much alcohol. You're on the train. You're on the train. It's moving.
Well,
you're at the Woodside stop at 10:40.
You are asking me a series of questions, and I am doing my best to answer them.
What happened?
The decision was made.
Who
one
made?
One way or another. By me, Mr. Joseph.
Right.
Mr. Douglas, Mr. Donald, and Mr. Stark.
Mr.
that we would all join together.
Is
and
there
jump
a way to
onto
stop
the express F train?
Wait a second. Is there a Mr. Stop, or was Inga saying to Mr. Donald, Mr. Stop? Is there a Mr. Stop?
Of course there's a Mr. Stop. Did I misspeak? Miss Inga misunderstood Mr. Stop.
Misunderstood Mr. Donald, Mr. Stop.
Inga, yes.
Miss Inga misunderstood.
Or if you prefer, Mr. Leonard.
Where did Mr. Leonard come from?
I'm very confused.
You're confused?
Why do you insult my culture and you insist on being very familiar and wanting to include the first name and the last name? It's much simpler if you simply call me Mr. Joseph.
All right, I'm going to try with Mr.
Joseph.
Now,
my
Joseph.
Name
yes.
is Mr. Chive Jive Joseph.
Is it Chive? Never mind. Mr. Joseph. You are on.
That is correct.
Yes, okay. Let's just deal with you, Jive, and the F train. You're on
and,
the yes.
Yes.
You're on and the F train.
And mistake. Yes.
And mistake.
Yes.
I don't want to know about mistake. I don't want to know about Mr. Stop. I don't want to know about misunderstood. I don't want to know about Miss Inga, Mr. Donald, Mr. Douglas. I want to know about you, Jive.
Well, it was quite frightening.
You're on the train. What happened?
Well, as you might imagine, there was some confusion, and it could have been a frightful a few moments,
yes.
And then
yes.
I heard Mr. Please, and
Mr. Please. That was somebody crying out, Mr. Please! Or was there a Mr. Please on the train?
Well, that's a silly question, isn't it?
Don't know anymore!
Pardon me.
F train!
How dare you?
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and
and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon.
Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Good to hear from Senor Puta. He's going to be popping in all day today.
Ah, that lovable little bastard. He's back.
He's back. Nobody knows when he's going to show up again, but you never know.
And nobody knows where he comes from.
Nope. That's the truth. Haney, before we get going, somebody's on the phone, has been waiting a long time. Apparently, we know him, and I don't know who it is. Well, hold on a second. Hold on.
All right.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
It's Tim. Herman Tim.
Tim?
Yeah, we used to work right next door to the station.
You used to work right
at the fire station?
The fire station right next door, and I blew up a car.
Oh, I remember. Oh, yes, I do. Now, my producer said I referred to you as Tough Guy Tim. You're a fireman.
Yeah, but you kept calling me Tough Guy too.
Well, you firemen have got to be tough guys. Are you still a fireman?
No, I'm retired, but I'm on a boat full of firemen.
Oh, well,
nice.
Good.
Well, you guys are the ones that saved K-Rock years ago.
I remember that. That was fun.
Do you remember there was fire all around here, and you guys had to dig a trench around the building, or it would have gone up?
Division of Forestry pulled the trench around. We put your fire out, because the last thing I would want to see is K-Rock on fire.
Yeah, brother.
Because you have nitrogen in there.
We got a lot of stuff in here. A lot of stuff.
Do you know
methyl bad
that... That's right around when they were hiring me. I'd already been hired, but I hadn't gotten down here yet, and the building nearly burned down. You guys saved it.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and enjoy your time on the boat.
Hey, you guys, it's fun to talk to you guys again.
All right, man. Be careful out there, okay?
You too, Tim.
Be careful, Tim. A little worried about him right there, but I'm glad he's a fireman, a good guy, and he saved K-Rock.
Yep, that was a nice amenity when we had the fire station right next door.
Yeah, it was.
And then there was that one day when the county got the bright idea, hey, let's fire the fire department and bring in Wackenhut.
Remember that?
And I said, this will not stand.
And it didn't. That's right. Long time ago, those were the days. How you doing, Haney?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Don't ask. I'm fine. Everything should be okay now. The air conditioning was busted here for a good portion of the time, but they got the air conditioning guys out here. And
I'm sorry. I got cold air here.
Yeah, I know.
Central air.
Yeah, but they fixed it to at least make it run on low, so it's better than it was. So I'm okay.
I thought it was going to be a long day, but no, thanks to the air conditioning guys, they took care of it.
So yeah, I wouldn't know, you know, being outside and enjoying the fresh air.
Coming up on the show today, I'm going to get word out about this right now because everybody will go and text late or say, where did the attorney go? Mike Chiannopoulos is coming in today. He'll be here in just a little over an hour. If you want to ask a lawyer a question, text your question to our Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600, and we'll make sure that Mike Chiannopoulos gets your call. Also, today should be a pretty big day for me, Haney. I'm going to attempt with my wife to go to a restaurant. Go in and eat.
Are you sure that's wise?
I don't know. I mean, they're now starting to open. The only thing I'm worried about is a lot of them aren't open yet, and some of them are. And then I don't know if I'm going to go and wait for a big line, or are people still a little skittish about going, and I should be able to go right in at 25% capacity.
Well, we need to get a little intel first.
Right.
Because I have been in quarantine for months now.
Yeah, long before people said you need to quarantine. You've been in quarantine for at least the past few years.
Yeah, it was pretty much once that last wedding was over with, I said no more.
Yeah, you locked up.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, you still haven't moved that palm frond. It's been a week.
Au contraire.
What do you mean, au contraire? I went to your house today. You moved it so there's 12 inches of sidewalk, but it's still there.
At what time?
I came by around 11.
Okay. What time is it now?
It's about 2:26.
Uh-huh.
It's gone.
Well,
it took a week.
In the meantime, Morgan and his crew came by and took care of everything.
All right. They also bring in your garbage pails for you?
I don't know if he's been yet.
No.
I bet he would have.
Yep.
If they were empty,
sure.
He would have. Because that's the kind of guy he is.
Okay.
He doesn't point out something and then ring flap about
sorry.
It.
Sorry, I'm not doing your yard work and bringing up your garbage pails.
You know what? I'm going to leave them out there.
Go ahead.
And see if you do that.
No, go ahead. I'm not.
You would see them.
I'd see him rolling, you know, all screwball-y right down the road, and I wouldn't stop to help.
No. Now, you'd stop to help a fat broad change a tire in the rain.
You're a perfectly competent grown male that can go and pick up his garbage pails.
Rob, I want that saved. He just referred to me as a fully competent grown male.
Last time I checked, you're you got a brain in your head, legs, two arms, and you're a grown adult.
I just want to make sure we
not
got that
lady.
On tape when I take power of attorney over you.
All right, I got to take a break.
Your Honor, here it is in his own words.
What?
Mr. Haney is a fully competent grown male. There's no reason he can't handle Mr. Nowalotic's affairs.
I'm not dealing with you. I'm not dealing with you. I mean it.
You know what?
What?
You are very well paid to deal with me, and you'll do so.
We're going to take a break.
And I love you, too.
I love you. I got a surprise today, too. You know how all these bands are doing their social distancing but making music? So today,
are you telling me you finally learned to play the slide guitar?
No. This is the coolest one I've seen yet, and even the media is saying John Fogerty just raised the bar for these social distancing songs.
You know what? Anytime Fogerty puts out a record, he raises the bar.
So he's social distancing out there at his big California home in the mountains, and his video, and I'll play the song, it's great. He's out there social distancing, but he's doing it with his family. He's got two sons and a daughter that are staying with him. His two sons...
Now, what are they, like in their 70s?
Yeah, well, they're grown adults. But they are accomplished musicians. And so they're sitting by the little fire he's got going in the back of his house overlooking the mountains. And he looks at his family and says, well, what do you say we do a little Green River? And it's awesome. And I'll play it for you later on today. It's really good.
God, it must be nice to be John Fogerty.
It sounds great,
and
too.
Anytime you feel like, hey, how about a little Green River?
Yeah. And so I'll play that today. We got the local beat. We've got Stan's Name That Movie. We got Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. We got another safe word coming at 4 o'clock. And all our other built-in stuff that we have on the show, the news, the grab bag, fluffer, all of that stuff. We got it all coming up on the show today.
All of the clutter you've come to expect.
That's right. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hola, hola, por favor, señor, puta, 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 siete, cinco de mayo, seis, seis, señor, puta, 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 hey, hey, hoo, hoo,
hey. What you're going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo. As we'll hear all day from Senor Puta. He makes
his way.
Boy,
you've really, really gone all out this year.
He's running around the radio station and firing those six shooters.
And where, they lift him in the air.
Yep. And he shoots, it's like almost like a rocket powered when he shoots those six shooters.
He bounces up like 3 feet in the air every time he shoots.
Yeah, and then his sombrero floats him back down.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to be around all day today. About an hour away from Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Get your questions into Mike on the Absolute Law text line. He will be joining us. And right now, let's find out what's going on Stan's audio grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 in North Naples. Do, 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 do. Just a touch louder on the music.
Are you kidding me?
Just a touch louder. There we go. Perfect. Today is...
I think that was a first.
Yeah, I know. Today is Cinco de Mayo, 2020.
It's Cinco. 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 De Mayo. Nachos. Tacos. Tostadas. Enchiladas. Margaritas. And green beer. Wait, that's St. Patrick's Day. Cinco. 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 De Mayo. All from the comfort of your own home. It's social distancing. And fun for the whole family. Good luck with that. Yet another excuse to get drunk during the pandemic. Remember to get limes when you go to the store. Don't forget to wear your mask. Cinco. 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 De Mayo.
Yeah, think about that. Cinco de Mayo. And you're going to have to drink at home. Well, it should be no different than what you've been doing since the lockdown.
Well, there's going to be a lot of pent-up stuff because St. Patty's Day, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
You know, people haven't had an opportunity to get out there and whore it up like they like to.
Yeah, they've been deprived of two of the biggest drinking holidays of the year.
It's got to come out somewhere, yeah. Stan. That's all I'm saying.
Just remember, if you're going to drink at home, don't drink in excess. You got kids. They don't need to see that.
Ain't like I'm driving, brother. Okay, back off. Something called the castle doctor.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Damn Carol effing basket.
A lot of people don't understand what Cinco de Mayo is all about. I want to thank our AV team here at the radio station.
Both Bell and Howell.
Yep. For setting up the projector. Rob, if you'll hit the lights, I'll run the film.
Instructional Films presents Cinco de Mayo. remembering Mexico's resistance to French rule on May 5th, 1862. The holiday is virtually ignored in Mexico, but thanks to slick marketing campaigns, it's a hit in the U.S. Look, there's the board of directors for the beer companies, laughing all the way to the bank. And there's Jeff, who drank too many cervezas and tried to drive home. He got pulled over by the police. Cinco de Mayo, because St. Patrick's Day was almost 2 months ago.
Okay. Turn the lights back on. I thought that was going to be a longer film.
Yeah. Just go ahead and button up, Stan.
Yeah. This is real, what I'm about to play for you. And let me start out by saying Gary Busey has brain damage.
Yet he's a genius.
Gary Busey was involved decades ago after winning an Academy Award.
And a fantastic performance.
Yep. He was in a horrific motorcycle accident, which gave him brain damage. Yet, nobody says, oh, don't make fun. We all laugh at Gary Busey and his brain damage. That's what Hollywood does. Well, they're doing it again. Gary Busey is going to be on a new TV show called Gary Busey Pet Judge. It's a 6-episode series. It premieres on May 25th on Amazon Prime and other streaming services. And it's like the People's Court, except it has to do with pets. And they just released the preview for Gary Busey Pet Judge.
Here, how could it not work?
Here's a little clip, and I am not joking.
Well, he's got a great point there, and a sign that says, no snakes allowed, that keeps them out. No dogs allowed, no locusts allowed, no munchkins allowed, none. Whatever you don't want in there in your hotel, put the sign up that says what's not allowed.
I understand, Your Honor, but I just want to point out that he never, until arriving at the hotel, said that he was going to be bringing snakes with him. And all those other pet owners stayed ahead of time
so when reserving their room.
It was a surprise, and there was over 30 snakes in that box. It was a lot of snakes.
Surprise! Sorry. How does that feel?
Not great.
Pet Judge!
Gary Busey, Pet Judge.
You know, there will come a day for all of us when we're there, St. Peter by the gate, and it will be revealed to all of us that Gary Busey was the most brilliant of our time.
I wouldn't doubt that. You know, he overcame brain damage to go and catapult his career into this.
So much time has gone past.
Pretty amazing.
I'm glad that you said that. People don't realize that is an Academy Award winner. That's how good he was.
He won the Academy Award for the Buddy Holly story and was a very accomplished actor. Played a tough guy a lot of the times, but he was an accomplished, very articulate actor before his motorcycle accident. And that, when did that happen, though? That was literally decades ago that he... And it was... if you check YouTube and stuff, he'll describe the accident he was in. It was horrific, and he shouldn't have lived.
Much less be able to communicate at all.
Correct.
Why don't we admire the man?
America laughs at him.
I thought America was laughing with him.
No, well, some do, some don't. You go, and if you and I, Haney, made fun of somebody that had brain damage, we'd be hung out to dry.
But everybody just seems it's okay to laugh at Gary Busey. They don't know how he got that way.
And yeah, well, let's break this down. Gary Busey's will to live and intellect was strong enough to rebuild itself yep. in some fashion.
Yep. He's amazing.
A lesser man would not be walking around doing anything right now.
Ladies, are you still wearing the yoga pants around the house? You get up in the morning, don't have to get dressed for work. You got the yoga pants there on the side of the bed that you wore yesterday, and what the hell? I'm not going anywhere. They're only going to see me from the waist up. It's all about comfort. I'm wearing the yoga pants. Well, we have a message from your yoga pants.
And now, ladies, a message from your yoga pants.
Hey, girl, it's me, your favorite yoga pants. You know how I know I'm your favorite? You haven't taken me off in 8 days. Listen, I love being all up in your business because we look good. But you bought me because I'm breathable and you're suffocating me. I feel like two pillows are holding my face down in a murky swamp. I need to come up for air. We're approaching ventilator stage at this point. So maybe if you peel me off, let me do that Tide Pod Challenge thing and you could shower. You know that rainforest you got going on down there? It could use a little rain. While you're at it, maybe clean it up a bit. I'm pretty sure last week I saw a toucan. You could go old school. Remember your third date with Brad? Let's go back to that. Okay, good talk. Can't wait to go to Whole Foods again. Love you. Kisses.
This has been a message from your yoga pants.
You know it's true. You know it's true.
Oh, absolutely. She's got nobody to impress right
now. No. Because usually those yoga pants are reserved for going to the grocery store or a trip through the airport if you're flying.
Yep. She has no fear of being judged. That's the only reason that she maintains anything.
Yep. Because you certainly wouldn't go to work wearing those yoga pants. That's for grocery shopping and air travel. No matter what your size.
Yeah, that's for when you got no makeup and your hair is in what you call a bun.
Yeah.
Which basically just means you wrap that hair up and stuck a pick in the back of it.
Don't have to wash it today.
You know, I read it's good if you give it a rest.
Yeah. A guy in Tennessee posted a video using beer puns to explain his life during quarantine. He lined up bottles and cans on the fence and then stood behind each one that fit what he was saying. The audio will explain itself with the beer puns. Take a listen.
With the coronavirus getting us all sick, I only leave the house once in a blue moon. I feel like I should get a blue ribbon for how well I've been holding up in these circumstances that have wrecked our lives like a tiny bomb. I feel like my best bud's light years away, but he's right across the street. Nick, great guy. I called him on Zoom yesterday and said, "Hi, Nick, and how are the kids?" But it's not the same. Without face-to-face interaction, we're not really alive. We're like ghosts floating down a river, not of gold, but of ailments and suffering. We were made for something more, to be part of a team. I miss playing hockey with my team at the ice house, but they shut that down too. But while these pills are hard to swallow, we should take this opportunity to grow. To read a book, to become smarter, bud, wiser than we were before. But don't let this change you, whatever you do. I haven't let it change me. Well, that's not entirely true. With all of these beers, IPA, a lot more.
You know, and somebody's out there, very clever, very clever.
That's clever.
Yeah.
You see, that fellow there, he's humorous.
Yeah. We like that. We like humorous.
Yeah, that's all unfunny words.
Yep. But he's humorous.
Yeah. Yep. You know what that means?
What's that mean?
You're humorous when you're not funny.
Yes.
Isn't he humorous?
Oh, my. Very witty.
Yep. What a personality. Where am I? Oh. Now, of course this is true. The richest man in the world and CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, continues to make a lot of money during this COVID lockdown. He's doing just fine, and he thinks, well, with you being locked down like this, maybe you didn't like ordering through Amazon and online before, but thank goodness you're getting used to it.
COVID has been basically a gift to Amazon, teaching people who weren't previously shopping online how to shop online and how to consume content over the top. So it's probably been a pretty good tailwind for their businesses, and they should be gaining share through this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Richest man in the world, and wouldn't you know it, during all of this, he succeeds.
Oh. I don't understand it, but every generation, it happens to a couple of people where they can do no wrong. Bill Gates,
yeah,
who is revered by a certain segment of society, only became rich because he tricked IBM. He pulled a scam on IBM. That's the only reason he is where he is today. And Jeff Bezos,
yeah,
I told you the other day, how much money does he have? Well, he's decided in his spare time he's going to drop a couple of, what was it, millions or billions on a clock that'll last for 10,000 years. It ticks once a year.
Yeah, when we saw the video of him building, this thing is amazing, too. All the gears and stuff he's putting into it.
Yeah, I guess worth every penny, yeah. I guess.
What? There's an interesting thing in the 1993 action flick Demolition Man with Sly Stallone that pertains to us today. The only reason I bring it up is it's in the works, a Demolition Man sequel. The original.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. In 1993, the action flick Demolition Man, Sylvester Stallone plays a cop who's frozen in the 1990s and wakes up in the year 2032. And they are saying, let me get right to it. It is in the works, as we speak, a sequel to Demolition Man. I'm reading it right in front of me. But in the 1993 film, there's a gag in the movie where Sylvester Stallone says the bathroom is out of toilet paper. And everyone laughs because, hey, it's 2032. We don't use toilet paper. Here's the scene from 1993, which pertains to us today.
I don't know if you guys know it, but you're out of toilet paper.
Hey, did you say toilet paper?
Oh, they used handfuls of wadded paper back in the 20s.
I'm happy that you're happy, but the place where you're supposed to have the toilet paper, you got this little shelf with three seashells on it.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells. I can see how that could be confusing.
But yeah, think about this. It was set in 2032, and I'm looking at clips of it right now. There's no way in 12 years Earth is going to look like this. 2032,
yeah.
12 years away.
And I bet you we still won't have flying cars.
I don't think we will have flying cars.
Man, all I need is some sort of VTOL craft.
yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
We paid tribute to Miami Dolphins head coach Don Shula. Came across a nice little clip from an NFL documentary. This really shows you how great a coach he was.
Isn't it odd that in reading the tribute to Don Shula, I don't recall nobody's got a bad word to say.
Now, Don Shula passed away yesterday. He was 90. He went to the Super Bowl 6 times, won 2 of them. One of those wins was the 72 undefeated season, where they went 17-0.
Well, he coached the Dolphins for, I think, 26 years and had precisely 2 losing seasons.
Here is a little remembrance from an NFL documentary and the comments of Dan Marino.
Then we need a drive on offense. We need a drive. We got to put it together.
It's hard to get one word on Coach Shula, right? Winner. Yep, that's the word.
Good job.
First time I met him, you know, walked in his office, and it was, you know, it was special for me because I was getting my opportunity not only to meet Coach Shula, but to play for a great coach.
You see Don Shula, you see wins.
Thank you, Dolphin fan.
Coach Shula's door is always open. We'd sit and talk a lot about, you know, football and sometimes just about things that I was doing in the community. You know, he was a great teacher. I think what made him most successful was, yeah, the competitive drive, you know, wanting to win. As a coach, that's your job, get the most out of your players, and he definitely did that.
There's Dan Marino on the late Don Shula.
And, you know, one of the things I saw that I thought was a great encapsulation. Keith Sims, who made up that offensive line that protected Marino, was talking about how Don Shula could make a mediocre player good and a good player great.
Yep.
And he talked about some of the times that Shula had dressed him down or motivated him, but he said the one thing that sticks with me is I told Coach Shula I intend to be a Pro Bowl player. I'm going to make that happen. He said Shula didn't say much. You know all he said?
What?
I'll hold you to that.
He's a great man. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, I've got that John Fogerty song for you, and we'll also have something from the local beat. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law taking your legal questions. Please text us your legal questions on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Señor puta, 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 puta. Solamente uno, seis, diez, antes, cinco de mayo. Hola, hola, señor puta. Mil pieces, amarillo.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Amarillo. What has that got to do with anything with Senor Puta? Amarillo.
I don't know what he's saying, but it sounds good.
Yeah. Stan and Haney here. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. About a half hour away from Mike Chinopoulos. Taking your legal questions, Mike Chinopoulos, attorney from Absolute Law. I can take a wild guess. You need to talk to an attorney if you have the opportunity to do so, and this is it. If you'd like to text Mike, here in the studio. We'll relay the question to him, 239-277-9600. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law in about 30 minutes.
I wonder how many of his consultations go something like this. Look, here's the deal.
Yep. It starts out with that. That's how the conversation begins. Look, here's the deal.
Yep. And then, hours later.
Yeah. Mike patiently listens to the deal and writes down some notes, and then he tries to give you the legal, logical approach to it.
And after your 2.5-minute description, he goes in front of the judge for 30 seconds, and then everything's fine.
Thank goodness. Mike Chinopoulos here in 30 minutes if you want to get a question in for him. 239-277-9600. Haney, I told you about this at the beginning of the show. This is really good. These musicians, a lot of them, the classic rockers, doing the social distancing from home music things. Yeah. A lot of them do it on that. What's the one with all the Zoom, where they get the bandmates from all the other areas? And John Fogerty didn't have to worry about that. John Fogerty is self distancing at his mountain home in California, and he's got his family. I know I saw live his son perform with him. He's got another son. He's got a daughter. They're all musicians. They're all very talented. And so they're outside at his home right by the fire out on his back lanai or porch overlooking the mountains. It's beautiful. And all the critics are saying John Fogerty took this to the next level, because he didn't have to go through Zoom to get everybody there. His family's self-quarantining with him. And he thought he would sit back and post. You can see it. It's already up on YouTube as well. Him talking about the song Green River and performing it with his children. By the way, he also on this clip does the lead guitar. And it's absolutely fantastic. Here he is.
You know, if that isn't a perfect life.
It is. And if you look at the video.
Mountaintop home surrounded by your family.
Yep. The guy's 74 years old. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's still got it. Here's John Fogerty and family doing the CCR classic Green River.
Well, hi, everybody. We're sitting here around the fire, enjoying ourselves. This next song we're about to do is called Green River. All right, let's do the song. Yeah.
What do you think, Haney?
Well, you say he still got it. Of course he does. He invented it.
He did. That swampy sound.
And he's used to doing it by himself.
Yeah. We know the story of that. He virtually did everything by himself.
And so it's probably nice to have some people he can trust backing him up.
Very quick story, and Haney knows the story very well, and it's in his autobiography. He had the band Creedence Clearwater Revival, and his brother was in the band, Tom Fogerty, and they were questionable musicians. They were adequate, but they weren't the way John Fogerty envisioned it in his head. So they would go and cut their albums, and at night, John Fogerty would go back into the studio and take all the instruments and do it himself, and then put out the album.
And then say, hey, great job, guys.
Great job, guys. And then all the other guys found out about it. They hated him for it.
All the other guys are going, boy, that sounds really good. I don't remember nailing it quite like that. But
And another little thing for you, he was, after CCR ended, and he put out that phenomenal album, Centerfield. It took him years to do it. He did everything. Everything on that album, he did. And it turned out to be a blockbuster for him.
Well, you know what the big boys will tell you, though? You can be the greatest vocalist. You can be the greatest musician. But the real magic is the songs. And the songs will outlive you.
And those songs are, even though he gets penalized for playing them every single time. Because he's still in legal
battles. Well, because those are Tom Fogerty songs, right?
Well, the publishing company still owns them, and that was the ones that originally signed them. And I told you the story when he came out off of Centerfield with Old Man Down the Road. They sued him because
it sounded too much like John Fogerty.
Yup. It sounded too much like a CCR song. He hit the point probably about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. He didn't care anymore. Sue me. Charge me for him. I wrote the songs. I played on the songs. They're my songs. He's great.
And nobody can do them like he can.
And nobody can do them like he can.
People can try and replicate it, but that's not it.
Let's take a look at today's local beat. Other than the kid screwing up, you know, you can't fault him. Well, you can fault him, but come on. As a kid, and Haney and I were both drinking long before he was. Allow me to give you the headline. Teen caught with 20-pack of Bud Light marijuana after plowing down mailboxes and palm trees.
All right.
That's just the headline. I'll say his name because he's over 18. Charlotte County, Dateline Charlotte County. This comes to us, I believe, from NBC2. Skid marks, car parts, and palm trees litter the ground on Manor Road in Inglewood. Charlotte County deputies said on Saturday night, 19-year-old Ryan Johnson allegedly drove drunk right off the road, lodging his car between trees. Johnson is accused of plowing down a mailbox, shredding pavement, and driving his car right through several palm trees, snapping them right at the stump.
That's not the way you party.
That isn't the way you party. You know what? That's where he faulted. I can't fault him for having a little pot and some ice-cold buds. I mean, he's 19, but you don't go out and start driving like that and cause that kind of destruction. I mean, Haney and I, well, I was in the era where you could legally drink at 18. and both Haney
well,
and I.
Well, I was grandfathered in at 19.
Yeah, and then they raised it to 19, and then from 19 they raised it to 21. And luckily, I hit all of those ages at the right time. But at 19, don't do this. His car came to a rest when it crashed headfirst into a tree. Stupid. When deputies showed up to Manor Road, Johnson told them, quote, "I'm not going to lie. I should not have been driving."
Oh, boy. That's a great opening line.
Yeah. That's where you keep your mouth shut.
I think it's pretty evident to everybody. You're not doing him any favors telling him that.
No. You have the right to remain silent. Doesn't anybody listen to Joe Friday? Deputies found a 20-pack of Bud Light beer in his car. 10 of the bottles, which were missing from the pack. He was having a little bit too much fun. Johnson was tested for driving under the influence. And guess what? He failed. Deputies also found marijuana on him. And yeah, they arrested him. Johnson has since bonded out. He's facing charges of DUI, DUI damage to property, and for possession of alcohol by a person under the age of 21. Stupid choices. He could have gotten away with the pot. He could have gotten away with the beer. He decided to get behind the wheel of a car, and then they pop him for the other things because he's underage.
Well, as we've tried so many times on this program to explain, what these substances do is they alter your thinking. And all of a sudden, things you would never even consider on a normal day, you start having all of these great ideas.
Yep.
And wondering, why didn't I think to do that before? Let's run down some mailboxes. That sounds great.
I feel sorry and then, for the kid, but...
And then as you get older, let me just tell you that the telephone is not your friend.
Nope. It's not.
And even worse, things on social media that you can't take back.
See,
those all become great ideas.
We grew up in a good time, Henny. There was nothing.
We sure did.
There was nothing that would linger on the computer. It was nothing. If you want to find if anything happened to us, you'd have to go to the library and get a microfilm or a hard copy of the paper.
Yeah, and we were fortunate enough that when somebody threatened us with something on our permanent record, we'd laugh at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank goodness.
Now it's nobody putting things on your permanent record but you.
You know, we've all made... I'm looking at the footage. Boy, he has at least a 30-foot burnout that he left on the road. He really just smashed the trees. The mailboxes are all torn up. This guy had some bad thoughts going through his head when he should have been off the road.
That poor kid. He never even got to experience a real muscle car.
Yeah. That's part of growing up. Get yourself a used muscle car. Well, that's the way it goes. All right. Here's the deal. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be joined by a lawyer. His name is Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Every Tuesday, he comes in here, or, since we're social distancing, via the telephone, to answer your problematic legal questions. It could be a neighbor. It could be a DUI. It could be criminal. It could be civil. It could be family law. Divorce, child support, alimony, visitation with the kids. Could be something on your record. Veterans issues.
It could be Are they allowed to do that?
Right. If you'd like to ask attorney Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law a question, text it now. Not after he's gone. Text it now. And we'll read the question on the air and have him answer it. 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law is next. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock.
Hola, hola, por favor, señor puta, 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 puta. Yes, day, Cinco de Mayo, yes, yes. Señor puta, 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 puta. Hey, hey, hoo, hoo,
hey. It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Whew, I'll tell you, I got a little nervous there. I left the studio for a second, Haney, and that Pink Floyd song came on. I thought for a moment I left the mic open and could hear you coughing and breathing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of people don't know this, but that's actually me on the Pink Floyd record.
Yeah. Stan and Haney here for a Cinco de Mayo, and in about 30 minutes, you're going to get your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails an hour away from Stan's Name That Movie, a chance to pick up a prize, and good news, it's the first part of the month, so we'll have a pewter mug available in amongst the prizes. This week. I know so many people just wait for the pewter mug, so we got some coming up for you. But right now, we do this every Tuesday here on the Stan and Haney Show. We bring on to the show attorney at law Mike Chiannopoulos from the Absolute Law Firm here in Fort Myers, and we're social distancing. So this week again, Mike is on the phone. Mike, how are you?
I'm well. How's everybody this Tuesday?
We're doing good because we're coming closer and closer to this thing being lifted as we're into phase one now.
Hey, Mike.
Well,
you didn't,
let's everybody keep paying attention though, so we don't have a second wave. So far, we're doing good. They're opening the beaches and everybody's
Mike,
keeping their proper distance. I'm proud.
Did you have anything to do with that op that went bad in Venezuela?
That was not me.
did you see that? What did they get, like 3 or 4 of them that were trying to overthrow, Maduro?
Yep. Yeah, well, if you'll remember, Venezuela is one of the few places from which I have not called into the show.
Yes, that
not
is
officially.
True. Not officially. We couldn't say it publicly.
You've been everywhere else in the Caribbean.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you want to text your question to Mike Chiannopoulos, and boy, we got a lot of them already. Every day, every Tuesday you come on and we say that you're coming on, the texts pour in, Mike.
I got to give a shout out today. One of the people who helped take care of my dad, his name is Dennis, and he's got cancer. And I just want to give Dennis a shout out and tell him that him and his family remain in my thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. Dennis, stay strong, buddy. Thank you for that, Mike. Let's start right off, Mike, with a person who actually emailed us, and it's an honest question. Mike, my wife just got a jury summons for June 2nd. She is in the COVID high-risk group. She's 68 years old and has medical conditions. Any idea how she can decline this invitation for a
yes.
jury summons?
Doctor's note.
They really don't like for people to decline those summons, as you might imagine. However, she has a full and legitimate reason, and there's a phone number on there that you can call, and it tells you an address, too. And if you need some help writing a letter to the judge or whatever, to the chief judge, you call my office at 239-ASK-MIKE. And we'll help you write that letter so it will go to the chief judge.
Okay, now, and correct me if I'm wrong in this. It might be different from her, but if you get a jury summons, and I found this out, and you say, you write on the back of it or you go and have an excuse for not appearing, that doesn't mean that you're taken out and another year goes by. You're just rescheduled for another one.
Correct.
What age do they cut it off at? Because I know there's a certain age that if you live long enough, then they say, okay, you don't have to bother with it anymore.
I believe it's 70, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
So she's got 2 years. Get yourself a doctor's note, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
At least 70 years old is the age they tell us at which judges are no longer competent to be judges. And so I would hope they would tell the juries the same thing.
All right. Mike, I have a text here, and it's a little bit of a lengthy text, and I'll read it to you. But it's the first time, at least on this show, so many people have questions. This person legitimately wants to ask your advice on something because years ago he went to law school and did not complete for reasons about which I'll tell you right now. But he would like your advice as an attorney about his future. Allow me to read this to you, Mike.
Sure.
He says, I'll try to keep it simple. 10 years ago, I was going to school with an eye towards law school. I worked nights full-time and took classes full-time. Regularly went days without sleep. It all took a toll on me, and I spiraled out of control badly. In a short amount of time, I got multiple DUIs, and I quit school because I couldn't balance everything, and I had to focus on work. At the time, I felt I had no choice, and I still think that's true. Flash forward a decade, I did jail time for the DUIs and another for driving without a license. There are a lot of reasons why everything happened. I'm in Florida now and in a much better place personally and mentally. It's always weighed on me how much damage I did to my life. I was almost done with a double bachelor's degree in political science and legal studies. I was on top of my class until starting to go downhill. I'm now 37. If I had the resources to do so, there's nothing I would want more than to finish and go to law school. Mike, in your honest opinion, is it even possible for someone with that kind of history to be able to do it and not be laughed out of the room? Should I focus on something else? Is it a realistic thing, or would it be better served to switch my goals elsewhere? Thanks.
Well, first of all, I would say it still is a realistic thing. You know, the bar is, I don't know how to describe it. I would not say forgiving organization, but I would say reasonable and understanding, and they give people second chances when those second chances are earned. So if you had those difficulties in your life, those are behind you now, and you've had some reasonable period of time during which you've not had any issues, and you do go back, finish your undergraduate degree, and apply to law school. Now, the problem you're going to have is there's going to be a lot of law schools that are not going to let you in, not so much because of your past, but because of that and your age. They're going to say, we'd rather give it to a younger person who can go on, but you will find a law school that will take you. You're not going to Harvard or Yale, but you'll find one. And yes, I think if you show the bar you've completed law school and you've not had any problems in all these years, I think there's a good possibility you could be admitted to practice.
Stan, can I address this, please?
Please, go ahead, Professor Haney.
Dr. Haney.
Doctor.
You know, you can't let your past define you. I want to tell you a very short story. It was a young man, about 21 years old, came from a prominent family, had a very promising future in the law and perhaps even politics, and he got drunk one night, had a girl in the car, and he drove off a bridge, left the girl to drown, and fled the scene. Now, you'd think that would be a deal breaker.
Yep.
But that young man went on to become one of the most accomplished United States senators in history.
I believe they called him the Lion of the Senate.
They did, yes.
Is so, that so? L-I-O-N or L-Y-O-N?
So if Ted Kennedy can overcome that, now if your last name is Kennedy, that'll be a big help.
Yes, yes.
That will most certainly. Did I say he wasn't going to Harvard or Yale? I meant only if that wasn't his last name.
You know, and here's the other thing, Mike. How often do you hear, and I've seen it before when they run a 60 Minutes or a Dateline or something, a guy that was in prison, studied legal law, and goes and tries for the bar and passes.
Stan, I got another little story here
for that guy. What?
A young man in Texas was known as a screw-up. He'd never be as good as his daddy. Okay. He got multiple DUIs. Yep. As a matter of fact, his wife killed a guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yet he went on to become governor of Texas and eventually president of the United States.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, you know, I deal in hope.
I think this answers that guy's question.
Haney's History Hour. All right.
Absolutely.
So I guess the lesson is if your last name is Bush or Kennedy, you'll be fine.
Thank you, Haney. Oh, Mike.
Kinopolis, not so much.
No.
You'll be fine.
They go, that Greek? Interesting. I got a thing on the Absolute Law text line, Mike. Mike, my mom just got a jury summons. She turns 80 the end of the month.
Yeah,
it never ends.
You need to call that number on there, or you need to write the chief judge a letter and just simply say that she's 80 and she's not physically capable of coming down there and navigating the courthouse. And in addition to that, COVID-19 threat.
Yeah,
and they'll excuse her. And I don't believe they'd reschedule her. I think they would just permanently excuse her.
I mean,
are they going to put out a bench warrant and storm the home? What are they going to do?
Listen, Judge McHugh, Mike McHugh is the chief judge here in Lee County for the 20th Judicial Circuit for, you know, Collier, Lee, Charlotte, Hendry, and Glade. And this judge is a very reasonable man. He's a very smart man. He's a senior judge, and he's reasonable about these things, and he's nice to people.
Right.
You know, they're his constituents, and he's respectful. He's nice to people. So when some of these people in the community think, you know, they're going to go in front of the judge and he's going to be harsh or demanding or whatever, Mike McHugh is a very nice guy, and he cares about the residents, and he'll do something reasonable when somebody's 80 years old. He's not going to follow the law strictly.
Right.
He's going to be reasonable about how he interprets it to help people.
I think, you know, this 80-year-old woman, if she still is proud enough to still have her driver's license and make sure she votes every election, guess what? She's still in the system. And yeah, you got to go and explain it to a judge. She's 80.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody wants an 80-year-old woman with health issues and concerns on their jury because it's difficult for her to hear, it's difficult for her to pay attention, et cetera. So we don't want to stress her, and you know, she's better off not having to do this. Let somebody younger step up and do that civic duty.
It seems like there's a box on the card that you can just check that says I'm old. Isn't there one of those?
That's what I'd like. I'm old.
Yeah, but then people like me started putting it down handy, and they threw it out. So.
Absolute Law text line, Mike. This gentleman, ahoy, I am 29. I have two kids with my girlfriend of 7 years. It's been bad for a while, Mike. I love my kids and don't want to lose them. I swear, if I will ever see them, if I leave, I swear I'll never see them again. What should I do to start some process, because he's not married, to make sure that he's able to see his kids if he leaves the bad relationship?
If he's sensing trouble, he needs to protect himself.
And he adds, I'm not some kind of lowlife. I have a full-time job. I'm a homeowner. I just want to be able to see my kids.
Yeah, and, you know, the truth is that it depends on the mother. But legally, she could take those kids and move out of the country if she wanted to, because there's only three ways to be the father of a child here in Florida, legally. One, you're married to the mother at the time the child was born. That didn't happen in your case, sir. Two, there's a judge who determines you to be the father, and so there's some legal action. Either the Department of Professional Responsibility comes in, the tax people, the Department of Revenue comes in, and they make you pay child support, so they determine you're the father, or you go to court. And the third way, which probably almost never happens, and there's a specific procedure at the time the child is born that you can go through to confirm paternity, you and the mother. And that almost never happens. So, in other words, right now, She can do whatever she wants. You have no legal rights. You have to file what's called a paternity action. The minute you file it, you can't leave with your children, and she's got to let you see them. So that's what I would recommend.
And that's how it works in reverse, too, Mike. You may not know you have a child out there. You haven't been paying any support. You're not seeing them. But the mother goes and makes you do the blood test. Then you find out you're the father, and then you suddenly become responsible.
Well, blood test, Ben, you're showing our age.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's DNA.
DNA.
And isn't it funny how when you want to be recognized as that's impossible, and when you don't want to be recognized as the father, that's impossible.
Yep.
It's really funny. I have a client that I've had for 10 years. I've had this office open 11 years, been the client for 10 years. All he's wanted to do is be a father in a meaningful way in his kid's life, and he's fought for 10 years just to be allowed to do that. So you're right. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's not where it belongs. You're right. That effort should be spent on making fathers that don't want to be responsible take care of their kids.
Yeah. So your advice would be to him or to anybody else, if you're cohabitating with a woman that you've been with for several years, but you're not married and you have a kid, immediately establish paternity, right?
Yeah, and if things are still good in the relationship, you can do that by agreement. There's no problem. But if things turn sour, you need to do that immediately. So this man, he can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, this text listener, and I'll give him a free legal consultation over the phone, and I'll tell him what he needs to do, and he can go from there. But by filing that immediately, he can protect himself and then move out.
Okay.
So it's just going to be a matter of the relationship.
You're saying even in a perfect situation, mommy and daddy love each other, but they're not married, daddy needs to make sure that he is recognized as the father legally.
Correct. And you can do that very inexpensively, and it's kind of particular to each situation. So anybody that wants to do that, they can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll be glad to tell you how to do that yourself. And the only thing you'll have to pay is the filing fee. Mom and dad agree. Bam, it's filed. Okay. Now, the flip side of that, Haney, is if mom and dad get divorced, dad's going to have to pay child support. The good side of that is if they separate, he's only going to have to pay child support from the time they separate, not back to the kid's birth, even though he supported the kid by living with mom, he pays twice.
Well, I was more concerned that, something happens to mommy and mommy's family doesn't like daddy, they just take him from you.
They will, but he'll get them back because he's the closest blood relative. But
he's not the father.
Money.
But he's
That's
not
correct.
Legally the father.
And he would have to go in there and allege that he is, and that would take time and money and a big fight. And that's why you do it now while it's cheap.
Okay. Yeah, that's some valuable advice I never even thought about. You'd think, yeah, that's my kid. I'm the father. What are you talking about? I'm not the father.
Yeah.
Right.
If you want to text Mike, we still have just a few more minutes left, 239-277-9600. Text Mike Chinopoulos on the Absolute Law text line. Mike, got another text for you. Mike, several years back, I received a DUI. It was a felony upon conviction. I was issued a certificate for relief for disabilities. I was told by my attorney at the time that it restored my rights. My question is, what rights does it restore? My ability to have a state license for real estate? Does it restore my Second Amendment rights? Does it restore my rights to vote? I'm 50 years old, and I have gotten 3 DUIs through the course of my life, the last one being a felony. All of which were in New York. I have been a firefighter, and I also have a pilot's license. I have never been in any trouble in the state of Florida, and I live in the state of Florida right now. What is a certificate for relief, and what rights does that restore?
Because that came from New York, I would have no idea what it restores or what rights it entitles you to. We don't have one of those in Florida, a certificate of relief, or if we do, I've never heard it referred to by that name. So give me a call off the air, 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll be glad to talk with you about what you have. You may have to go back to New York But we can talk about that. I'll give you a free telephone consultation.
Okay, now, he lives in Florida now, and that's New York law, granted. But if he's down here in the state of Florida and wants to get a real estate license or he wants to have his Second Amendment rights, it pops up that he has a felony conviction, right?
Correct, and he might need to go do something with in New York to then take it back here to Florida and clear it up.
Okay. Let's see if I got another one here. People thanking you very much. I'm listening to Mike Giannopoulos' advice today, listening right now, and thank you so much, Mike. Here we go. We got one more here, and then we're going to tell everybody how do you get in touch with Mike Giannopoulos. Mike, from the Absolute Law text line, my ex-wife does not pay child support. She is 14 months behind. I live in Florida. She lives in Illinois. How do I make her pay?
You got to go through Florida, or if you wanted to, you could hire a lawyer in Illinois to reach out and touch her there. The better thing to do, in my opinion, is to go through Florida and serve her with a motion for contempt and make her appear in Florida. If she doesn't, there'll be an arrest warrant put out for her. And
oh, really?
You get your money.
So yes. he doesn't necessarily have to hire a lawyer up there and go up there and handle it. He can do it right from here in Florida and make her come down here.
Correct. It might be quicker and might actually produce money very quickly if he goes to do it in Illinois. But if he does it here, which is what I recommend, and if she shows up, she's going to have to pay. If she doesn't show up, there'll be a warrant out for her, and then she'll get stopped at some point, and she'll give you some money to make it all go away and get out of jail.
So even if that warrant is issued from in Florida, if she gets pulled over for speeding up in Illinois and they run her, they'll find out that there's a little warrant out for her.
Correct. And what the proper procedure is at that point is to arrest her, take her into custody in the local county jail, wherever she might be, Illinois or whatever, and contact Florida and say, we're holding the person that you have a warrant out on. Would you like to come get them? Florida for child support is going to say, no, thank you. We're not going to spend that money. Please give this person a piece of paper that says they're supposed to appear in front of the Florida court on such and such a day. And if they don't appear, then there'll be another warrant issued. And at that point, though, you can start, like, getting their tax refunds and whatever else you can.
Wow. Okay. Mike Giannopoulos, he comes on the show every Tuesday, no matter where he is or how he communicates. We want him back in the studio really badly, but the social distancing, he's still available to us on Tuesday afternoons and available to you 24/7. Mike, how do they get a hold of you? They may get a DUI. They may be in jail. They may be like me, can't sleep at night and just see if you answer.
What if I've been set up by this? What if I've been set up by the seventh floor of the FBI?
Yeah.
Well, that's when you need to call me, Amy, on that super special, phone that only you and I have. 239, ask Mike, 24 hours a day. You just press 6 outside of normal business hours, and you'll talk to me personally. And, you know, during this COVID, I'm helping a lot of people stand that don't have money for a lawyer but need to figure out on something to do with employment or whatever. I'm not an employment guy, but I'm at least helping as many people as I can. So feel free to call me. This is a tough time, and I hope everybody stays safe and healthy.
Mike, awesome. I want to get one last second. It was the last second, and so many people don't get an opportunity. I want to throw this out very quickly before we have to let you go. Mike, does a manager of an assisted living facility have the right to refuse a resident from re-entering after going to her daughter's place? And what would she have to do if she did try to keep her out?
Yes, they would have the right based upon COVID-19 and the general orders that have been issued by the governor. They do have the right, in fact, the responsibility to everybody else's family to keep that person out. They should have told her that before she left.
Right.
Now, if they won't let her back in, then there's probably some things she needs to do to change her legal residence and maybe get some of her money back, et cetera. Call me at 239-ASK-MIKE.
Mike, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, guys. Stay safe and healthy. Haney, good to talk to you.
You too, bud. Take care.
All right.
There he goes, Mike Giannopoulos, 239-ASK-MIKE. Stay by your radio. You are just seconds away from a 4 o'clock safe word. It could get you $500 in cash. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, can't you tell? Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney here. You still have about 4 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. If you missed it at the top of the hour, the safe word is check. Like, where's my relief check? C-H-E-C-K, check. Enter that right now at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word check to 45911. You got about 3.5, 4 minutes to do it to be eligible for the $500. They'll notify you if it is you. And just by entering on the website or the mobile app, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. Check, check.
Have you noticed what's happening to this country?
What?
Well, we're more divided than ever.
We sure are, Haney.
And the way I figure it, the dividing line is between patriots and tattletales.
You talking about blabbermouths, narcs?
Did you see what happened to that cardiologist in Wisconsin?
What happened to him?
Somebody took a picture of him at one of those Let's Open the State rallies.
Yeah.
He rode his motorcycle out there, yeah. Had his leathers on.
Yeah.
Snapped a picture of him, and then they put it up on social media. Do you know this man? And they now have to post police guards at his house because all the libs are going by and dropping dog crap off. They're trying to get him fired. They got him a 10-day suspension, but they don't want him coming back to work, so they're forcing him to use vacation time till it dies down.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that stuff is going on. It was all started in New York City by that de Blasio. Narc on your neighbor.
And all this guy did was go to a park and say USA a couple of times. Didn't bother anybody.
Right. Well, you know, it's ridiculous right now. There are some people, look, and I'm going to state this as a fact. There are some people that would like the country shut down until there's not a single case to be found. And then there are others when this thing all started, they didn't care. They didn't give a damn. And right now, people are wearing thin. It's been like 6 weeks, almost 2 months, and people want to start living their lives again. And if we wait till the last case of coronavirus disappears, we won't have a country left.
Well, you know, living their lives is one thing. There's, you know, part of this that it's an inconvenience.
Yeah.
But the other part is you have a lot of people who have been legally deprived of making a living.
Yep.
And I think that's the part where people are very serious about this. It's like, you know, I've spent my life building up this business, and in the space of a couple of months, it's going to all be gone.
Yep. And for a lot of them, it is. I saw a story, 25% of restaurants probably won't come back. Probably won't come back. I hope it's not that high. And here's the best tip. Instead of narking on your neighbor or putting up a wanted poster because somebody is not wearing a mask, walk around them. Don't get close enough to them so that you have to worry about it. And remember, you know, the mask will only protect so much. And if you're that worked up about it, keep your distance from them. Don't go and put a wanted poster or contact the police, or unless it's like a mob that is gathering up. And trust me, they'll know it by then.
But one person, stay away from them.
I hate to put you on the spot here.
What?
But there's a rumor going around town that you plan on dining inside a restaurant tonight.
If I have the opportunity to do outside dining, I will. But if I do go into the restaurant, I'm going to practice safe CDC.
But you're not
guidelines.
But you're not just going to the restaurant to pick food up
no.
or have it delivered.
I'm going to sit down.
You intend to sit down and eat at an establishment.
And I'm doing this for the good of the community, where I will once again bring my business to an establishment where I can sit down and eat.
And I hope we can count on a full report from you tomorrow to find out what that experience is like. I can't imagine it, personally.
No, you can't. Well, let me ask you this. I want to ask you an honest question. Just give me, and then I got to do traffic. When was the last time, give me a date. Don't give me the circumstances or anything about it. Just give me a date, a rough estimate of the last time you sat down in a restaurant and ordered a meal and sat with the table service and everything. I'm not talking pickup. I'm not talking about, you know, waiting in line to pick up a bag. I'm talking about sitting down and having a server at your table. When was the last time?
I want to say 5 years ago on my birthday.
Okay. That's an honest answer. One thing on the board, it is a hit and run. Bonita Springs, East Terry Street and Old 41 Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, right now, Mark Haney is going to deliver to you today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We will bring you up to date on all the latest corona nonsense that we are aware of. Buckle your seatbelts, folks.
What?
I can't think of anything that's benefited from quarantine more than the Tiger King on Netflix.
Oh, you know, it would have gone unnoticed, I think, or a lot less popular.
And Hollywood has taken notice. There are now competing scripted television series based on Joe Exotic.
Please.
And we have the details.
In less than an hour.
A bit of good news. One company has figured out how we might be able to go to concerts again.
Okay. That's good news.
Yeah, it involves basically a spacesuit.
That's bad news.
And finally, a man is arrested for mooning Walmart customers and recording their reactions. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Can we have some laughter around? A little bit of laughter? We'll try with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Well, as Senior Puta has so exuberantly been informing you, it is Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
ways to celebrate Cinco de Mayo during a pandemic.
Top ways to celebrate Cinco de Mayo during a pandemic.
Take your mind off all your troubles with a refreshing Mexican beer like
Yeah.
Just sprinkle some Ajax on the rim of your Cloroxita.
Not interested. Have a good day.
Oh, thank you. You have a good day too, sir.
Not interested.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you. If you want to be known as clever and humorous, tell everyone you know you're celebrating Cinco de Drinko. Zoom Donkey Show.
You're a perfectly competent grown male.
Wash your hands for as long as it takes to sing La Cucaracha twice. Replace your face mask with a tortilla.
Oh, yeah, I dig, mister.
Yeah, I dig. I dig, you turkey.
Oh, yeah, I dig, mister.
Take a shot of tequila every time your spouse screams, "The second this quarantine is over, I'm filing for divorce."
Hey!
Sound just like her mother.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
And finally, the very top way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo during a pandemic.
Yes.
Well, duh. Netflix and Chalupa. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what we got here. This is from David, who writes, and I hope you got it, Haney. I have it at home, and I don't remember it. Guys, what was the website that was talked about yesterday that gives you the info about the night sky and where the satellites are flying over you? I want to go and check it out. Thanks.
Didn't Rob put that up?
Did you put it up, Rob? Is it on our site?
Should be on the Facebook page. I'll double check.
Oh, okay. There you go, David. Check out the Facebook page, and it should be there. I think he did. I think he put it up there. This is from our buddy Carlos. He's got good news. Carlos has good news, Haney. Ahoy, gentlemen. I hope that you all are doing well today. Another week of containment underway. I am loving the show every day. And I finally received my Haney bobblehead yesterday. I spent the whole day looking out for the mail, and they tortured me. They did not deliver the bobblehead until 5 p.m. I thought it would be some kind of cheap plastic bobblehead.
No.
But actually not. It's heavy and sturdy and super cool. In other words, I love it.
I am so happy to hear that, Carlos, and I'm glad that you got one that's whole. Because Stan went around ripping the heads off my bobblehead.
I did not. Some of them fell off on their own, and they just happened to be yours.
Yeah, well, he just told you it's sturdy.
It is sturdy. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, they're very well-made bobbleheads. And here's a little thing that you need to know. Stan Haney, are you telling me that K-Rock made sturdy, strong bobbleheads for you? Absolutely not. These bobbleheads... The first batch of bobbleheads that we got, which were really nice, were made by the Seminole Casino and Hotel in Immokalee. They made them. And then the Fort Myers Miracle, what are they now? The what?
Sand clams?
Yeah, the Fort Myers sand clams, but they were the Miracle then, made our second set of bobbleheads, and both of them are super high quality. Nothing plastic about them. K-Rock actually made no.
And you know what? for a bobblehead, it's a pretty good likeness.
Yeah, not bad. You guys really are Florida's best, and to me, the nation's best. Have yet to hear another show like yours. And by the way, I am totally peeing in my pants every time I hear during the Wayback Machine that funny whistle and Haney say that's the Stan and Haney difference. I crack up every time. I can't understand it. Your pal in Miami, Carlos.
Well, Carlos, that's the Stan and Haney difference.
That's right. It gets through. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he got a lot of nasty texts yesterday. The Guardian did.
Jesus.
I don't repeat a lot of it, but they want to know since when is he going to go and tell us what to do and who made him the boss. And
well, it's because you hurt his feelings.
I didn't hurt his feelings. These are people attacking him. I'm trying to spare his feelings. I could go back to yesterday and read them.
You know what, Stan?
What?
You get him all riled up.
And that's a lot of.
You know what? That's a lot of fun for you, but Jane has to deal with it.
I know. What a saint of a woman.
Sure is.
Yeah. Ahoy. And he's going to, let me see. And he talks about it in here with, because he's going to give you listeners another little Guardian lecture. But I'm with him on this. Ahoy, gentlemen. So, guys, I don't like the new team there at K-Rock. Mr. Wonderful and Mr. Waterfall. I prefer Stan and Haney. Now, I have a serious bitch. What is wrong with these protesters around the country? Look, it's okay to protest against the restrictions, but do you really need to take your AR-15 with you? Plus, they keep saying negative things about nurses and hospital employees. Well, screw you. My wife puts her ass on the line 4 nights a week. Yes, she does.
Hold on. Am I missing something? Who's saying bad things about nurses?
I got their heroes. I'd like the Guardian to clarify that, unless these protesters are shouting that. And that we don't hear it. I don't know. But I would never. And I haven't heard, at least on the news or anything, anybody saying anything bad about nurses.
Yeah, he needs to elaborate on that.
Yeah, because, and Haney knows this, my mom was a nurse, a critical care nurse. They're heroes. For next week. I would like to see you do the kinds of things she has to do. So shut your damn mouth. I want to know what they're saying.
Yeah, I don't get it.
A nurse may be your link between life and death. I agree.
I think everybody does. Yep. What's the issue?
I don't know. Who's saying bad things about the nurses? And hospital employees. I'm going to tell you this right now. I had to go and get gas at Racetrack. And I'm filling up the tank. And on the other side is a woman in her scrubs, just left the hospital. It was a rock's throw away, and I thanked her for all of her service, and she said thank you. These are heroes.
Is that all she said?
She just said thank you.
She didn't follow it up with, you're creeping me out?
No, she didn't.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
They got signs all around where the hospital is, heroes work here. And it's true.
It is true. I don't like it when it's bandied about towards me.
But. Right, because that word has been kicked around in your presence.
Yeah, and I'm the farthest thing from it.
You're damn right. We're going to take a break.
What?
Nothing. Sorry. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips today. We're going to do films about school. Kids aren't in school. They have to study from home. These are all movies with some kind of schooling going on. Your job is to identify the film. We'll do it next. We're Stan and Haney.
I heard you want to be a Frito Bandido like me. You do? Then you must sing the Bandido song. Let's sing together. You just follow the bouncing Fritos corn chips bag. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Now, boys and girls, you are Frito Bandidos, too. You sing the Frito Bandito song, and you loco for crunchy Fritos corn chips. That's nice. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Stan and Haney here. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home here. And then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Chance to win some prizes. I'll go over them in just a little bit. Today, all films about school. Kids not going to school the traditional way anymore. They're doing it from home. These are all movies about school.
And school is where we learn the basics of life, like you need to be punished for a certain portion of the day before you can enjoy the rest of
right.
it.
Right. Well, then you enjoy it. When the school bell rings, you're happy. Because now you got your free time. You appreciate it more. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Then we'll go over the prizes and play the game. All right, we got a few things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. Hit and run. Glenwood Avenue and Lanita Avenue. Fort Myers, crash. South Tamiami Trail and Constitution Boulevard. And this one is in Bonita Springs. It's a disabled vehicle. Vincent Road and Happy Six Lane. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips. Your job is to be the first person to correctly identify the film. If you are that person, you will have your choice of a prize while they last. We have a 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Babacu Saw. Delicious. We have K-Rock Rain Ponchos. These are the trash bag-looking red ponchos with a hood and K-Rock logo all over them so that when you are driving around, you can keep it in the console of your car or the glove box, and when it's raining, you can throw them on. We also have biker goggles, clear ones, provided by BC Wholesale in Cape Coral. These look like sunglasses, but they seal around the eyes to prevent debris, bugs, and other material from getting in. So whether you bike, you water ski, you skateboard, these are for you. And we have $50 to the pewter mug in North Naples. Those are the prizes. Phones are on lockdown. I will release the phones after we play the first movie clip. Again, these are all about school. And I'm going to tell you, I think this first one is the most difficult, and yet it is the most recent film out of all of these. You name this movie, good for you. It's about school. I'll release the phones after we play it. Name this movie.
I decided to get my GED so that I could move up to a management position, get off the truck. And my son, we call him Little Mac, he has decided to drop out of school. So I made a deal with him. I get my GED, he gets his diploma. Little reverse psychology.
All right.
And what's your name?
Hey, yo, what up? I'm Bobby. That's what I'm talking about. That's Illuminati. That's what I'm saying. See, here, but he ain't here. It's like they watching you, and you think you watching them. That's what they do. So you got Bobby Digital. He here, but he not. That's Tupac Coachella. You know what I'm saying? And he in the... You see? Y'all don't...
All right,
That probably ain't even a real... Hey.
Are you on crack? It's Skype.
Whew. Ooh, boy, it's hard to be woke. It's hard to be woke.
What is woke?
Okay, well, welcome everyone. Really nice. We've all met.
Well, we didn't meet everyone. I didn't know.
Teddy, earlier you said unlike these folks, so I didn't think you cared.
Is that right? What, you didn't hear it right, because I would never say that about people that I don't know.
277-9600. Name the movie, win a prize. About school, 277-9600. That is the most recent film and probably the most difficult, but I don't think so. What do I know? Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Adam in Naples. How you doing, guys?
Good, Adam. Can you name the movie?
That would be Night School.
It is Night School with Kevin Hart. Nice job. What would you like?
Awesome. I didn't hear. What are we giving away this week?
I got Baba Kusaw. I got K-Rock ponchos. I got biker goggles. I got pewter mug.
I'll take the Baba Kusaw.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
Thanks.
Nice job. That's the way to do it.
We got a good stock of that, do we?
It says we got one bottle left.
Oh, I had to open my mouth.
Yeah. We got one bottle left. I might have to call Buddy Taylor.
Requisition,
yeah.
Some supplies.
Some saw. Movie clip number two. This is a classic. About school. First person to name the movie will win a prize. Name this movie.
Andrew Clark. Get up here. Come on, front and center. Let's go.
Hey, how come Andrew gets to get up?
That's right.
If he gets up, we'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
Okay, watch the magazines.
It's out of my hands. That's very clever, sir. But what if there's a fire? I think violating fire codes and endangering the lives of children would be unwise at this juncture in your career, sir.
All right. What are you doing with this? What are you doing with it? Get out of here, for God's sake. What's the matter with you? Come on.
Well, you know, the school comes equipped with fire exits at either end of the library. Show Dick some respect.
Let's go. Go. Get back in your seat. I expected a little more from a varsity letterman. You're not fooling anybody, Bender. The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
Eat my shorts.
What was that?
Eat my shorts.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
You just bought one more right there.
Well, I'm free the Saturday after that. Beyond that, I'm going to have to check my calendar.
Good! Because it's going to be filled. We'll keep going. You want another one? Say the word. Just say the word. Instead of going to prison, you'll come here.
Name the movie, 277-9600. Win a prize. That's a classic right there. Ahoy, who's this?
Tom.
Tom, name it.
Breakfast Club.
It is the Breakfast Club. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
Done. Hold on. That's how the game's played.
God, I hate school.
I know you do, Haney. I know you do. Everybody you hated school. Your mom knew you hated school. Your dad knew you hated school. You know,
but the horrible part of it is I love to learn, but I hate school.
Yeah, because you hate being told something.
Yeah. You're damn right.
Yeah. Here, I love this clip. Here is movie clip number three. It's about school. Name the movie. Win a prize.
Move it. Get up there. Kyle, 1, 2, 5, 7. Move it or lose it. Get on the bus.
Hi, Miss Vaughn. Nice to see you. That Veronica Vaughn is one piece of ace. I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know. Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
No, they didn't.
No, 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 they didn't. But you can imagine what it'd be like if they did, right? Huh? Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus!
I'd hang out with that guy.
Damn right. 277-9600. Your job is to name that movie and win a prize. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, can you name the movie?
Billy Madison.
It is Billy Madison. Of course, the great Chris Farley right there as the bus driver.
I know.
What would you like?
You still got a pewter mug?
I'll do one more pewter mug for you.
Thank you so much, Sam.
You betcha, buddy. Hold on.
Boy, how gracious are you? It's like...
That's it, though, on the pewter mug.
Yeah, it's like you almost were about to say to the guy, I'd have to talk to my finance manager, but I think I can get you in.
You know, since the COVID and so many businesses struggling, prizes are what they call at a premium. And
which only makes you feel more powerful.
It does, because I have to ration things.
That's You're playing God here, Stan.
Yes, well, I don't want to, but I have to.
Okay.
Movie, you know, I have to, Haney, I have to believe it myself in order for me to continue like this.
I understand. That's fine.
I have to keep convincing myself that's what it is.
Just between you and me.
Yeah. Yep.
You gotta, no one else is the wiser.
Thank you. You got to realize to the public now, I'm radio's Mr. Wonderful.
That didn't seem to go over well.
That was just the first day.
When the Guardian turns on you, you've really gone wrong.
Let me tell you something. I saved the Guardian's ass because people turned on him heavy yesterday. Heavy.
Well, that's due to your manipulation.
It is not. Okay, continuing on. We are doing movies relating to school. These are all school movies because kids aren't in school because of the COVID. They got to study from home. And from what I'm hearing around, you know, the 5-hour, the 6-hour day for kids at school has suddenly, if they get an hour and a half in, they're lucky. The teachers say that's it for the day. Oh, yeah, Rob's acknowledging that. He knows. The teachers are saying that's it. The kids are saying screw this. And if they get at most an hour and a half in, they've gotten their education for the day.
Hold on a second. On his resume, Rob says he's already graduated.
He's going for additional education. It's advanced education. It has to deal with learning to be a better person at home.
What is it, like 13th grade?
Yeah, kind of like that. You get a certificate, and he can't go to the class anymore. He's got to stand at home and do it on the laptop, and his girlfriend just stares over at his shoulder, holding their child.
Holding their child in one hand and a couple of pounds of ground turkey in the other.
Correct. That's what's going on there. Let's movie clip number 4. Name the movie.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you? I mean, these kids, they were in grade school at the time. And me, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. But since you want to help, maybe you can help me, okay? You remember that thing we had about 30 years ago called that Korean conflict? Yeah, where we failed to achieve victory. How come we didn't cross the 38th parallel and push those rice eaters back to the Great Wall of China and take the first brick and nuke them back into the Stone Age River? How come? Tell me why! Say it! Say it!
All right. I'll say it, because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards.
Good answer. Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm gonna be watching you.
Good teacher. He really seems to care. About what, I have no idea.
We still love Professor Turgeson.
Yep. 277-9600. Name that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Gabe.
Gabe, what is it?
Back to School.
You are correct, sir. What would you like?
What do you have left?
I got barbecue sauce, I got K-Rock ponchos, I got biker goggles.
I'll take the barbecue sauce.
All right, you got it. Hold on. We've got ponchos, we got goggles. That's what we got left. But you can at least say you won a prize because this is the easiest one out of all of them. And if you don't know this movie, if 96.1% of the people don't know this movie, there's a problem. Our final movie clip about school. Name it.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey. May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me. Hey, you're ripping my car.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
I have taken the time to print up a complete schedule of class quizzes and the chapters they cover. Please pass them to the desk behind me.
I don't think it'll be that hard.
It shouldn't be. I mean, we've gone out of our way to educate everyone on this topic.
Absolutely.
We even held a symposium.
We sure did, and a successful one at that. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Madison from Northport.
Hi, Madison from Northport. You've called us before, haven't you?
I have not.
Really? You sound familiar. What are you doing up in Northport, Madison?
Spending time with my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah? What are you two? You two shacked up together having a good time?
Yeah, we are.
Are you social distancing?
We are.
Oh, no, you're not. Hey. Admit it. No, you're not.
Madison, if he ever hurts you, I swear to God, man.
Did you just let it? If he ever, ever hurts you, just let us know, and Haney will take care of it.
I will totally do that.
What's the movie, Madison?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It sure is. Nice job.
Well done, Madison.
Yep, you answered a toughie. And you did you know the answer, or was it that boyfriend of yours? So help me, if he does anything to you, was it him that knew the answer, or you?
He's never seen it. I knew the answer.
He's never. Wait.
Of course not.
He's never seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Nope.
What the hell are you doing with this guy?
Sometimes I question that.
Yeah. Haney, she's questioning her presence around this boyfriend.
Well, you know what? We're on Madison's time frame. When she finally comes to grips with things, she knows where I am.
Yeah. And I sense
I
just by the tone of her voice, it's coming close. what would you like? I only have goggles and ponchos left.
I'll do a pair of the goggles.
All right, you got them. Hold on, Madison. Nice job. Mm-hmm. Hold on. She answered a really hard one, and we're proud of her.
We sure are.
We sure are. Wrap it up for us, Haney.
You know, I'm thinking we might be onto something. What would you think about this? Small retail store.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney's. Goggles and ponchos.
You know, people need them. You know, it doesn't matter.
And if you need one, you're probably going to need the other.
Yeah. Especially with these ponchos,
that out
too.
There.
If you need a poncho, especially the ones we're giving you, trust me, after a while, you'll need another one.
Yeah, because when we went to Vegas to fund our retirement, it didn't work out right.
Yeah.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to the horrors and tribulations of school. Tune in next week when hopefully Stan will pick a more pleasant subject. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Take back control of your life.
Office in Naples.
We're here to help. These are extraordinary times for businesses in Southwest Florida, and the Beasley Media Marketing Team has developed assistance programs to help you stay connected to our community. Now people are consuming more media and want to learn about solutions. So our marketing consultants can help you develop an impactful message and determine the right platforms. Even if you aren't ready to advertise today, we can help for when the time is right. Go to advertiseinfortmyers.com to get started. That's advertiseinfortmyers.com. We are all in this together.
Listen up, Southwest Florida. It's cash for junkers at Fort Myers Mitsubishi. So bring us any trade and get a $5,000 minimum discount off any select new Mitsubishi in stock. Brand new 2020 Outlander Sport SUVs with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Start at just $159 per month. So don't miss your chance to get $5,000 off with any trade only at Fort Myers Mitsubishi.
Qualified applicants, 36-month lease, $49.95 at inception, plus tax, tag, and admin. Discount includes all factory rebates. Offers don't combine.
From the Absolute Law Studios on Stan and Haney Boulevard, this is 96 K-Rock.
You're locked in.
96.1, a Beasley Media Group station. WRXK. Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral. Dave and Chuck the Freak Mornings. And everything that rocks. 96 K-Rock.
So slashed and torn.
Tempt your taste buds with tantalizing tacos from around the globe. Stan and Haney's International Tacos is here, with locations throughout the Tri-County area. Tacos aren't just from Mexico anymore, so Stan and Haney invite you to eat Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try our taco tortellini, taco teriyaki, corned beef and cabbage quesadilla, and more. One bite and you'll know it tastes like Stan and Haney's International Tacos, or for short. It's so easy to remember. Just think of the initials, Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Visit our website at sh*t.com. Call us in Lee at 334-sh*t. In Collier, 775-sh*t. Just remember, Stan and Haney's International Tacos. Try us once, and you'll know what sh*t tastes like.
Hola, hola, por favor, por favor, señor. Cinco de Mayo, yes, yes. Señor puta, 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 puta.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition. We'll get you updated on traffic. Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. Rob Show will be in at 6 o'clock. He'll have a 6 o'clock safe word. And Haney, I'm going to do this with great caution because Rob Show produces our show behind glass for good reason. And I see... Rob, are you eating over there? You having a little something to eat there, buddy?
Yes, I'm getting my dinner ready.
Stan, are you all right?
Okay. Rob, what are you having for dinner?
It's a bagged salad, and all of the ingredients come in the bag of salad. The dressing, mm-hmm. the carrots, some kind of weird chip, all of it.
Okay. What kind of dressing you got on that?
I'm not sure. It looks like it looks gross.
Now that's your homemade dressing.
Well, this is her homemade dressing.
What
she
kind
made
of? It. It looks. It's not Italian.
No, it's orange in texture, and not a good orange either. Like a vomit orange.
Yeah.
Is it like a runny orange?
Yeah. Yes. Very liquidy. Not very many chunks. It doesn't look like it's going to taste good, to be honest.
You remember
with
you. First diapers you changed as a kid, Haney? I mean, when you had a kid.
Oh.
Those first diapers.
No, orange needs to be of a much more solid consistency. It can't be oily like an Italian.
No, it's not oily. It's matter of fact, it's clinging to the Tupperware.
Like in droplets?
No, like a schmear.
A what?
A schmear. It's like, you know, how if you had like a pancake batter and you're pouring pancakes and then you put the bowl back down and it's still got all along the sides the pancake batter? Picture that consistency.
Yeah, you can't get it to mix up, yeah.
That consistency and it's orange. It's not a blue
Rob.
Cheese. It's not an Italian.
Doesn't even mix. Look, you can hear it. Oh, the salad dressing's just staying in the
like
side.
It's like a chunk in there.
Be careful when you break the seal, son.
I don't think anything's going to cut good. I'm going to start smelling it. That's what I'm telling you.
By the way, did Rob ever get those Mary Tyler Moore clips from the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yeah, he played them. Yeah, he got
them. Is he using them?
Are you using them?
I've used them on your show. I have not used them on
what?
Oh, he doesn't want to be.
Hear that? That's perfect.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to use them.
And you got to find the ones where she's disappointed.
Oh, Rob. You know where you'll get good ones of her doing that? Because it became such a catchphrase on the show whenever they would have her on a talk show, and a lot of times they'd bring Dick Van Dyke on with her, and they'd do a lot of... The audience always demanded an "Oh, Rob," and she went over the top with it whenever she was, like, on a talk show or one of those reunion shows. That's the one that you got to grab because she does it, really emphasizes it.
I don't think he understands the significance of what we're offering.
That is one of the all-time greatest shows. Carl Reiner wrote the damn thing. It's one of the all-time best shows of all time. Did that make sense?
Don't forget to say, friend of ours, Carl Reiner.
And a friend of ours, Carl Reiner. You know, we did have him on, didn't we?
He was brilliant, man.
He was great. And he's, still going strong, and he's in his 90s. How old is he, Rob? Carl Reiner.
Oh, 98 Rob. Years old.
He's 98, Haney.
Born March 20th of 1922.
He's still got it.
Yeah, he does. He's one of the best. Yeah, so go ahead. Search like a Mary Tyler Moore on a talk show, and they bring the Dick Van Dyke reunion, and she does it like way over the top.
You know, Stan, sometimes I get the feeling he doesn't want our help.
Yeah,
he thinks he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he thinks he's a know-it-all.
No, I clearly know that I do not know what I'm doing.
We're trying to help you.
We're trying to help you. By the time you get bored with the sexual innuendo, you might still have a show.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. And I'm going to tell you that Haney, you are so spot on. Oh, there was a brief period of time where Haney and I worked a mild blue. But we realized, you know what? This can only go so far. You know, you can't use that as a crutch all your life. Because we had some wild ones there, Haney.
Oh, we did. Yeah. Not to say we weren't good at it.
Yeah, well, we were tops at it. They kept coming more and more. There would be days there'd be 7-8 strippers right in here right now doing all kinds of unspeakables.
And anybody can be funny using that material for a minute. It's when you go beyond that, do you have anything?
Yeah, do you have anything still left in the tank? Remember when we had the penthouse pet in here and we molded her privates and auctioned them off?
Yep.
All right, let's check some traffic for your
Remember when we had that underage girl sitting there topless?
Look, don't bring that up. Don't bring that up.
What? She became a stripper. It's
I know that. At the time, that was her aspiration, and she... Look, she... Leave it alone.
It's not like I'm running for president or anything. I don't think legally you can even pull those files.
I don't know. She wasn't 18.
I don't know. You know what?
What?
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay? And it should be investigated, except I'm powerless because the filing cabinet's locked.
Yeah. And I don't have the authority to unlock it. They say
I would be the first one to break into that filing cabinet and give you all the goods on myself, but I'm handcuffed here.
Yep. Because they say they ain't got it. Let's get you updated. All right, let's see what we got. One thing on the board right now. It is a hit and run in Lehigh Acres. It's Lee Boulevard and Douglas Avenue North. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 20, 25 minutes. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, May 5th.
double M double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, as Stan would be the first to point out, I don't have what doctors call a normal thought process.
Nope, you don't. But that's made us a living for 28 years.
And you may think I'm unique, but I'm not alone, okay?
Well, I've never met anybody else like you. Seriously. There's a lot of pluses with you, but you also have to take a lot of the negative.
You mean like the waterfall? You're going to get wet.
I'm not. Yeah, well, that's expected. After a while, you get used to it.
Becomes almost pleasant, doesn't it?
You know, that first dip into the pool usually startles you, but after a while, it's great. It almost feels like bath water.
Yeah, and you gaze upon it fondly.
Yeah.
You know what? That's actually kind of beautiful.
Isn't it, though?
Is that a little rainbow coming up in the mist?
Yeah.
The inventor of the children's ball pit also had a non-linear thought process. You know where he got the idea?
Where?
He was gazing at pickled onions floating in a jar and thought, I wonder what it would be like to crawl through them.
I'm gazing at pickled eggs right now in a red sauce or a red clear fluid.
Boy, what a waste of food that was.
It sure was, but they're still good. Those will be good 10 years from now.
But see, if he said, look at those onions, I'd like to crawl through them, people would go, you know what? Slow down. You're nuts.
Yep, there's something wrong with you.
But it got funneled into a way that made money.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm missing.
Money.
I have plenty of ideas. They're just not valuable.
No. And
not practical.
No, they require a lot of, seed money. They require a lot of, startup cash.
Damn that, Ray Kroc. You remember talking to me about it back in the 30s when I said, you know what? If you had restaurants all over the country and you had a drive-through, it'd be a gold mine. Yep. And you said, Haney, that's way too much outlay.
Yeah, I told you right there. That's crazy talk.
Yep. Thank you. And you have also on occasion accused me of being a bit wordy.
Yes.
Perhaps I was simply born at the wrong time, Stan. At the Lincoln-Douglas debates in 1858, they had the following rules. One candidate spoke for 60 minutes solid, then the other spoke for 90 minutes solid, and then the first one got to finish it up with a short 30-minute rebuttal.
Wow. Can you imagine if those were the rules today? I know one candidate that can do the 90 minutes on his head and the other one that has a tough time getting one or two sentences out.
Well, I can see one that the 90 minutes would be fun, like going to a carnival.
Yeah.
And the other one where it would be like a 30-minute tooth extraction. You know, amongst the kids, Stella is a hip beer.
Yeah, and I don't mind a Stella. I like a Stella.
But you'd think it's some new hip microbrew or something.
Mm-mm.
Stella actually has the oldest logo in the world. That hip new beer was first brewed in Belgium in 1366.
Yeah, I think Budweiser has them now, though. I think Budweiser's the U.S. distributor.
Yeah, but isn't Budweiser owned by the Belgians?
They are now, because they bought them.
They're a greedy people.
Yeah, always have been. Done a lot for them, too.
Stan, what do you suppose the Guinness World Record is for the longest jump by a guinea pig?
What? Who cares? Is there a record?
There most certainly is. And jealously guarded. The record for longest jump by a guinea pig is 1.57 feet. It was set by a brave guinea pig named Truffles in England in 2012.
Aww.
And he got the record by breaking his own previous record of 1.3 feet, which is still impressive.
I see a picture of him. He's a good-looking guinea pig, black with white.
Yep.
You know what they still are? They're still a rodent.
And a lot of people are down on the sport saying that the pig doesn't enjoy it. Well, they do, okay?
Yep.
That's what they live for.
Yep, they live for being force-jumped.
Yep.
Yeah.
Time now for what do we know about COVID?
We don't know a hell of a lot.
Well, we're learning things by the day. Carnival Cruise Lines would like you to know they're resuming cruises as of August 1st.
Oh, I bet you the bargains are unbelievable.
And I can't imagine how this could be done properly. But Las Vegas casinos have developed plans to reopen.
Wow.
I don't know how they could do that. Here's what they've said. They're installing thermal cameras at every entrance to check people's temperatures. And they say, and you and I were just in Vegas, and the amount of slot machines alone, much less tables and everything else, they say they will rearrange the gambling floors to keep everyone 6 feet apart, which is the opposite of what they're trying to do in the past.
You're kidding me. Oh, look, at Rob's looking at those bargain prices for cruises. It's very impressive.
They do not have a date they will actually reopen.
I don't know how they're going to do it. You know some of those casinos, they're hotel casinos, but they also have entrances from the street, and they have like triple doors, and people
and
just walk through there like they're strolling through the park.
And, you know, table games, that's one thing. Not a huge problem with like the roulette wheel, but they make their money on the slots, which requires you to constantly touch the machine.
Yeah.
And then you want to go to the next machine, and so does everybody else.
A lot of people touching.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Vegas is about.
Yep.
People touching people.
Always has
in
been.
Every possible way.
Yep.
Internationally, in Russia, they're having their issues with the COVID. Three doctors in Russia who have complained about the approach the country has taken to the pandemic have all died after falling out of windows.
Yep.
This seems to be perhaps a side effect of the corona, falling out windows.
I don't know if everybody caught that. Doctors in Russia, three of them, have complained about not having the equipment, not being able to deal with the crisis. These doctors, and only these doctors, have mysteriously fallen out of windows and died.
I mean, what are the odds? What a crazy world.
The hell.
And now what I am most concerned about, when's the last time you went to the grocery store?
This past weekend.
All right. Was there any issue with beef?
I told you on this show that the store that I went to rationed beef. You could only buy two packages of meat.
Well, Costco has announced they are limiting people's meat purchases. because of a limited supply. Customers will only be able to acquire 3 fresh meat items.
Yep, doesn't surprise me.
And I don't know if anybody's seen this locally, but it's going on in places around the country. At some Wendy's locations,
yep,
they have had to completely remove burgers from the menu because of shortages with their suppliers. This is not good.
It's crazy.
The day I can't get a cheeseburger when I want one is when I start to question what the hell is going on.
Well, start questioning.
Until then, everything's fine.
Yeah, start questioning.
That always gets me in trouble.
It always
and I'm
has.
Told to sh- and yep, I'm told well, to shut up.
Yeah, I try to tell you.
You haven't recently.
No, because I've been trying to be very tolerant. We got to take a break.
Tolerant of what?
You!
I wouldn't see how that would be such a chore, sir.
That's everything's perfect, okay? You know,
tolerant.
I look across this room and I don't see you here. And every day that goes by, you're getting more and more settled in doing this remotely.
And you not seeing me, it makes it easier for you to dehumanize me, doesn't it?
Yes, well, it kind of, yeah. I haven't seen you since the middle of March. Oh, I've been by your house, but I haven't seen you.
All right, well. I might have had a surprise for you tomorrow.
What do you got? No, what is it? What do you got? What do you got?
The only way you're going to find out is if you bring my garbage cans up.
All right, I'll do it.
In a moment.
96K Rock. Everything that rocks. With the chance for you to hit the money shot from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and win $500. Listen for the K-Rock Safe Word every other hour starting at 8 a.m. You then have until 15 after the hour to enter at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or you can text the Safe Word to 45911. Plus, all web and app entries qualify for the $10,000 grand prize.
Yes, I'm so excited!
That is so awesome!
This is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Listen 7 times every weekday for the Safe Word and be one of our company-wide Money Shot winners.
The best station in the world. Thank you. I love you guys.
Check out all the money shot information at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
You can Bill. Do. You can do too.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
You want to do 3?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Bill, you know, if there's one big winner from this pandemic, it is Joe Exotic and Tiger King.
Man, can you imagine? That documentary would have gotten very few views if people weren't locked up.
It might have gotten a bit of a cult following, but nothing like what happened.
Correct.
America cannot get enough of Joe Exotic. There is not simply one project in the works. There are multiple TV and movie projects about Joe Exotic. And if you want to get all excited, it is my pleasure to inform you today that the great Nicolas Cage has agreed to play Joe Exotic.
Has he fallen that low? He used to be a big movie star.
Nicolas Cage promises us it'll be tasteful. He will play Joe Exotic in an 8-episode scripted television series.
TV?
Yes, and he's quick to point out, it is not based on Tiger King, the series, but on a serious article about Joe Exotic published last year in Texas Monthly.
He's going to be Joe Exotic in a TV movie.
Yes.
This was a superstar, a world internationally famous Coppola relative superstar.
Number one star in the world.
He's a Coppola.
And as I told you, you can't cover all there is to cover about Joe Exotic with just one television series. Kate McKinnon will play Carol Effing Baskin in an unrelated television show, and that one's been in the works for a while.
You've got to
be. I think they should merge talent.
Yes. Put it into one. That's all we need.
Yeah, we don't need it all watered down.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, here's a 27-year-old gent by the name of Mordecai Grubin from Lakewood, New Jersey.
What exit's that, Rob? Well, Lakewood.
Oh, no idea, Stan.
Rob, just say it's near Asbury Park.
It's right near Asbury Park, Stan. Okay.
Right near Asbury.
There you go. There you go, champ.
Haney taught me something, Rob, very early on. If you're not sure, just say anything and say it with authority, and that way you don't get people disputing it. If you said Stan, it's right near Asbury Park, I'd believe you.
For that matter, you would have believed him if he said Patterson or Linwood.
Sure would have, if he said it with confidence.
Trenton?
Yep.
Anything.
Sure. I believe him.
So our friend Mordecai in New Jersey thought it would be a great idea to head to the local Walmart on Thursday. And I guess he thought everybody would get a big kick out of it as he repeatedly mooned Walmart shoppers.
Oh, fun, fun, fun. Laugh a minute.
He was recording their reactions to his actions on his phone. I guess the reactions were not what he was looking for because the police were called and he was arrested for what they call lewdness. There is no word on why he felt this would be a good idea.
I tell you right now, they didn't find him amusing. Look at this guy. Look at this creep.
Look, Mordecai, we don't find your bare ass remotely amusing.
Nope.
Okay?
Nope.
That stuff may fly up in Trenton.
Yep.
Maybe even Linwood. Maybe even Garden City. But don't you bring it to Lakewood.
No, nope, not here.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, May 5th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Mark, thank you very much. We're going to take a break. We will be back.
How they do things in Passaic.
Yep, but not here. Yeah. That may be how they do it in Brick, but not here. Okay. we'll be back. Stan and Haney.
A page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Walgreens is here for you with new ways to make shopping easier. Pick up select essentials at a Walgreens drive-thru near you. Order online and pick up, or get convenient same-day delivery on select items with Postmates. Plus, when picking out a perfume online or in-store this month, you can get 20% off select fragrances. just in time for Mother's Day on May 10th. Walgreens. Fragrance offer valid with card through May 30th. Restrictions apply. For details and updates on savings and expanding services, visit walgreens.com.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. I never thought that it would stop me from playing basketball with my kids. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com to quit your way. Developed by CDC.
It's No Pay May at Bonita Springs Mitsubishi, where you can drive home your new Mitsubishi today for no money down. No payments for 90 days and no interest for 72 months. Brand new 2020 Outlander Sport SUVs with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Start at just $159 per month. Southwest Florida, that's a brand new SUV for no money down. No payments for 90 days and no interest for 72 months. Only at Bonita Springs Mitsubishi. Qualified applicants, 36-month lease, $49.95 and plus tax, tag, and admin. Offers don't combine.
Collier County wants to remind you that our drop-off centers are open year-round. There's no need to stack household hazardous waste and recyclable materials in your garage. Take items like batteries, old paint, and cleaners to a recycling drop-off center today. There's one near you in Naples, Marco Island, Northeast Collier, and Immokalee. For hours and more info, visit us on the web at colliercountyfl.gov/recycle or call us at 252-7575.
Termites are silent destroyers. They can tunnel through homes for years without a peep. Unless you've invited Truly Nolan to chase down and eliminate the problem. Truly Nolan's above and below ground treatments have been keeping homes termite free for more than 80 years. Matter of fact, we believe our total termite protection plan is the most effective plan of its kind in the country. When Truly Nolan has termites in their sights, there's no escape. Schedule your free inspection and get $100 off termite control by going to TrulyNolan.com or call 800-GO-TRULY.
I'm Mark Anajar. For responsive legal help, call Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE.
Fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show will be in at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your Tuesday evening. Not only is this Cinco de Mayo, it's Taco Tuesday. I think that's a very rare thing. I'm not positive, but I think it's rare.
Having Columbus Day on Prince Spaghetti Night.
Right. And do you know what day of the week is Prince Spaghetti Night?
Tomorrow?
Yep. Wednesday's Prince Spaghetti Day. That's a fact. Let's get you updated one more time. Rob will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Chance at 500. Let's get you updated one final time with traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we got a few things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. The 1800 block of Brantley Road at Brantley Pines. They say it's in the parking lot to the left. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. Winkler Road and Gladiolus Drive. And in Alva, not named after Thomas Alva Edison, but after the flower, there's a crash. Joel Boulevard and Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date.
Okay. Well, now. I said, hi, everybody! That's the way I like it. Thank you for coming to see us. And making us very welcome. We're gonna go to work now.
Where's Ike?
We hope you like us.
Where's Ike?
We're gonna begin with you. Beginning of this song, I want everybody to repeat after me.
Abba Father.
There's Ike.
All right.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Yo.
I wanna tell you about who pulled the two.
Ah, yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tina. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'd like to see Divorce Game. I think it's realistic. It's the one part of the male-female relationship they haven't capitalized on. I mean, they have Divorce Court on TV. Why not Divorce Game? Face it, should be a positive thing, not an ending of something. It's two people beginning new lives, you know? Give them appropriate prizes. Give them dance lessons and wardrobe, singles weekend, cosmetic surgery, whatever seems appropriate, you know? Get them going right. Welcome to Divorce Game, brought to you by National Van Line. Yes, sir. If you're breaking up a home, let National break it up for you. And now, here's America's favorite divorce funny man, a fellow with a split personality, Don DeCree.
One's more comfortable the second time around.
Thank you, Don Pardo, and hi out there, everyone. Find another nice house today. Welcome to Divorce Game, the show where some lucky couple actually wins a legal divorce right on the air and spends an exciting week together here in Hollywood as our guest at the fabulous Veterans Hospital. And a little later on, we'll be playing our home divorce game. That's where we call a housewife at random and tell her her husband is downtown drinking with another woman. Yes, sir. Okay.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. How you doing, Haney?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Don't ask. No, I'm fine. Everything should be okay now. The air conditioning was busted here for a good portion of the time, but they got the air conditioning guys out here. And
I'm sorry. I got cold air here.
Yeah, I know.
Central air.
Yeah, but they fixed it to at least make it run on low, so it's better than it was. So I'm okay. I thought it was going to be a long day, but no, thanks to the air conditioning guys, they took care of it.
So yeah, I wouldn't know, you know, being outside and enjoying the fresh air.
Yep. Coming up on the show today, I'm going to get word out about this right now because everybody will go and text late or say, where did the attorney go? Mike Chiannopoulos is coming in today. He'll be here in just a little over an hour. If you want to ask a lawyer a question, text your question to our Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600, and we'll make sure that Mike Chiannopoulos gets your call. Also, today should be a pretty big day for me, Haney. I'm going to attempt with my wife to go to a restaurant. Actually, go in and eat.
Are you sure that's wise?
I don't know. I mean, they're now starting to open. The only thing I'm worried about is a lot of them aren't open yet, and some of them are, and then I don't know if I'm going to go and wait for a big line, or are people still a little skittish about going, and I should be able to go right in at 25% capacity.
Well, we need to get a little intel first.
Right.
Because I have been in quarantine for months now.
Yeah, long before people said you need to quarantine. You've been in quarantine for at least the past few years.
Yeah, it was pretty much once that last wedding was over with, I said no more.
Yeah, you locked up.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, you still haven't moved that palm frond. It's been a week.
Oh, contraire.
What do you mean, au contraire? I went to your house today. You moved it so there's 12 inches of sidewalk, but it's still there.
At what time?
I came by around 11.
Okay. What time is it now?
It's about 2:26.
Uh-huh.
It's gone.
Well,
it took a week.
In the meantime, Morgan and his crew came by and took care of everything.
All right, they also bring in your garbage pails for you?
I don't know if he's been yet.
No.
I bet he would have.
Yep.
If they were empty,
sure.
He would have. Because that's the kind of guy he is.
Okay.
He doesn't point out something and then ring flap about it.
I'm not doing your yard work and bringing up your garbage pails.
You know what? I'm going to leave them out there.
Go ahead.
And see if you do that.
No, go ahead. I'm not.
You would see them.
I'd see him rolling, you know, all screwball-y right down the road, and I wouldn't stop to help.
No. Now, you'd stop to help a fat broad change a tire in the rain.
You're a perfectly competent grown male that can go and pick up his garbage pails.
Rob, I want that saved. He just referred to me as a fully competent grown male.
Last time I checked, you're you got a brain in your head,
two
legs, two arms, and you're a grown adult.
I just want to make sure we
not
got that
lady.
On tape when I take power of attorney over you.
All right, I got to take a break.
Your Honor, here it is in his own words.
What?
Mr. Haney is a fully competent grown male. There's no reason he can't handle Mr. Nowalonic's affairs.
I'm not dealing with you. I'm not dealing with you. I mean it.
You know what?
What?
You are very well paid to deal with me, and you'll do so.
We're going to take a break.
And I love you, too.
I love you.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.